If you've been keeping up with news about the latest proxy wars taking place around the world, then you know that a new challenger has recently entered the arena of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. North Korea has sent troops over to assist the Russians because, you know, the threat of a third world war just wasn't high enough for anyone, apparently. But I think there's at least one factor that Kim Jong-un forgot to consider before sending out his troops. There's one little amenity in the area that has both helped and hurt all of the parties that are involved with this conflict, and that is access to a completely unrestricted internet. So in case you didn't know, the typical North Korean citizen doesn't have access to any internet at all. At best, they might be able to access North Korea's intranet. This is their own internal network that is completely curated, and it's only able to access content that the North Korean government has deemed appropriate. And like I said, it's an intranet, so it's completely separate from the World Wide Web, and there's no way to use VPNs or anything like that to bypass the censorship like you can in China to get past their Great Firewall. So what is a cold young man in a foreign land who's all hopped up on testosterone, you know, his hormones are going crazy, what is he supposed to do when he has a little bit of downtime from the war in his own private space? Well, of course, he's gonna whip out his smartphone and start watching videos of young girls dancing on TikTok. Because this is a luxury that most of the world has been enjoying for years now. Hell, even the Taliban used social media to make posts portraying their government in Afghanistan in a positive light. And I've got a feeling that when they have some downtime, they'll also put on a video of TikTok girls dancing or some other kind of brain rot to enjoy for a little while. Now, so far, I haven't been able to find any really hard evidence of a gooning epidemic amongst North Korean soldiers that have been deployed to help the Russians with their invasion of Ukraine. And there's actually some aspects of this that make me think that it could be fake news. So, first we've got this picture of a guy who is supposedly a North Korean soldier in bed, looking at his phone, with a look on his face that can only be described as utter bliss. Bro is experiencing pure happiness, maybe for the first time in his life. And then there's also a video of what I assume is the same guy clearly watching girls dancing on what appears to be TikTok, maybe Instagram, and then he gets caught by the other guy that's in his barracks. You know, he says something to him, and then he quickly turns over and hides what he's looking at on his phone. Now, assuming that this guy that we're seeing looking at the phone really is a North Korean soldier, this is not a good look for him to get caught looking at this stuff, right? I mean, it's not allowed in North Korea, and I'm sure that the North Korean government doesn't want him seeing it anywhere, even when he's outside of North Korea. And TikTok addiction is probably one of the main things that the North Korean government points at when propagandizing against the United States and other Western nations. And that's actually one of the few points that I would agree with them on. This stuff is not good for you. But if watching random girls dancing on TikTok would get you sent to a labor camp as punishment in North Korea, then the poster that's on his wall would probably get him led right to the gallows. Thanks to the research done by the gooners on the platform formerly known as Twitter, this poster was identified as coming from the December 2015 issue of a South Korean magazine featuring a South Korean singer named IU. At least that's her stage name, which is really handy for people like me that can't into pronunciation, especially not in foreign languages. But since South Korea is basically North Korea's arch nemesis, besides the United States, of course, you'd think that having a K-pop poster would be a much bigger sin than just watching random girls on the internet dance or even looking at porn, which is what several news outlets are alleging is happening over there. So there's a couple of ideas that I have about what's really going on here. For one, this might not even be a North Korean dude. Russia is a really big country, and not everybody looks like the white Russians you typically see in the European part of the country. You know, Russia, most of Russia is actually in Asia, and the far eastern part of Russia actually borders North Korea. So there's a chance that this guy could just be a Russian citizen that happens to be of Korean descent. Now, if we assume that this guy really is from North Korea, there's a couple of angles where I could see the North Korean government not actually caring so much about him watching this stuff, or, you know, even going out all out and being a full-on gooner like the media claims that they are. The free internet access might be offered up to these guys as an incentive for them to go and fight. Because when you think about it, every single military offers something to people to incentivize them to join. Here in the US, it's usually things like free college, fitness training, and basically the idea that the military will help you become the ultimate version of yourself. So in this case, the North Korean incentive might be that you get to use the internet for the first time ever. And the more morbid explanation that I've read online is that these guys don't have to worry about the consequences when they go back to North Korea, because a lot of them are never going to be going back to North Korea. These guys are just being used as cannon fodder. Their only real purpose over there is to waste Ukrainian ammunition while Russia regroups to go back on a hard offensive later on. Truthfully, I have no clue what the real explanation is behind all of this, but if there is any truth to mass gooning taking place amongst North Korean troops or any kind of troops, I'm sure that the Alphabet Boys are salivating at the PSYOP potential. This stuff already does a lot of damage to young men who are in the West, you know, the United States and other Western nations who don't have repressed internet access. A lot of guys end up addicted to online porn, and they would consume that instead of dating and actually trying to build a meaningful relationship with someone. And if enough people aren't having relationships and children, then your nation will quickly crumble because you don't have new people going into the workforce or the military to replace the people that retire from those positions. Promoting this addiction as a PSYOP is also not that far-fetched if you know about the history of PSYOPs. I mean, sexual themes have been commonly used in psychological warfare for decades now. The CIA even had this idea to airdrop extra-large condoms but change their labels to be medium-sized into the USSR to, I guess, demoralize Russian men and maybe attract Russian women to giant American dongs so that they would defect or something. Like, I don't even really see the point of doing all that, right? Like, that's a bit of a stretch to demoralize or destabilize your enemy. But if you could actually get enough Korean men or any person hooked on hentai or big booty Latinas or some other kind of fetish that they don't have in their own nation to the point that they don't even look at real North Korean girls anymore, then that would be one hell of a PSYOP. And since I'm sure that the CIA and other alphabet agencies have already watched this video before it got uploaded to the internet, my only request, should you decide to steal and implement my PSYOP idea, is to call it Operation Fap Attack. You at least owe me that much. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to hack the algorithm, and check out my website, base.win, where you can get awesome merch like the Little Damon hoodie or the Come and Find It hoodie. And reminder that all products on my website are available for a 10% automatic discount at checkout when you pay in Monero XMR. So make sure you take advantage of those savings, and have a great rest of your day.